Four candidates are vying for 2 3-year terms on the Ketchikan City Council. They are Janalee Gage, Lalette Kistler, Jay Matani, and write-in candidate Bronson Olson. Candidates were asked what could be done to put the city on firmer financial footing. Kistler said she would like to see the tourism shoulder season stretch out longer. One idea she suggested is marketing Ketchikan to attract adventure seekers.
What if we had a I Survived the Fall of Ketchikan, where we had people doing dragon deer contest or sleeping out in the woods and catching slimy fish or whatever. And I think you could have thrill seekers coming in from other places to prove that they survived.
Matani said to sustain economic stability, the city should work with the cruise lines so ships stay in port longer.
That adds dollars into our economy. That adds dollars into our tax base. Second, we need to start encouraging the cottage industry that's starting to prop up in Ketchikan. Hydroponics, forged and found, kelp harnessing.
Matani also said the city needs to support existing industries, such as fishing and Ketchikan's shipyard. Olson said he'd like to expand industrial development in the area. He suggested looking into building a hydrothermal processing plant.
Hydrothermal processing is a procedure where you superheat water to basically break down biomass and turn it into oil or gas or some other type of product that we could then use to sell. We can sell that to down south. We can sell it to other communities. It breaks down the biomatter into its basic properties of petroleum.
Olson also said the new city-owned fiber-optic internet link with Canada opens up opportunities for year-round tech businesses. Gage said she believes more locals can and want to work remotely from home.
That puts money into our economy. That diversifies our economics in the way that it actually builds up community members looking for work who don't want to leave town but find themselves making that choice.
Gage also feels mariculture and other cottage industries could be expanded upon. Candidates were asked what they feel are the top concerns for existing businesses in Ketchikan and what ideas they have to make the downtown corridor more vibrant. Downtown business owner Matani says federal and state grants through COVID relief funds kept many businesses going. He says the city should not raise taxes and encourage local support.
We got to make sure the jobs are fortified as well. People are continuing to work because the unemployment benefits and everything is running out. So we've got to fortify jobs. We've got to support the businesses. We've got to encourage the businesses. And we've got to keep the taxes at a sensible level.
Gage said she would like to see the city attract more independent tourists who don't arrive on cruise ships.
There's a trickle effect. They stay at our hotels. They stay at our B&Bs. They stay at our local facilities. They spend more money. They eat out. They do more things. And I think we forget about them.
Gage also would like to see more visitors coming via the Alaska Marine Highway, with the city advocating to make fares more affordable. Kistler said she'd like to revamp the way the city taxes residential rent. Right now, renters pay a 6.5% sales tax on up to $1,000 in rent, so anyone whose rent exceeds $1,000 is required to pay a flat $65 monthly sales tax.
If we want to maybe put real estate at a lower sales tax and just put a straight across the board percentage on that, seems like it would be a better idea. And it would really save on a lot of bookkeeping, not only for the businesses, but for the city itself.
Kistler also says she'd like to see downtown businesses get together to decide what they want to do to revitalize the downtown area. Olson said supporting businesses downtown in the summer and in the winter season are separate issues. In the summer, he suggested closing some downtown streets to accommodate foot traffic.
Having the people be able to walk downtown, not get ran over at the one stoplight there because everybody runs the red light, doesn't matter if it's red or yellow or green. Maybe, you know, an opportunity would be to close off Mission Street so people can walk down around and be able to walk down through Main Street and not be able to have to worry about the cars between Mission and Main.
For the winter season, Olson suggested having more restrooms open on the docks, even just a porta potty, and provide other amenities so locals can comfortably spend time downtown in the winter. The candidates discussed a number of other topics, including whether Ketchikan can handle an increase in the number of cruise tourists and whether the city manager and KPU manager positions should remain combined or separated. The top two vote-getters will serve 3-year terms on Ketchikan's city council.